You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
The way that Sefer Torah is written, we have Vav, Yud, Kuf, Resh, and then the Aleph is very small. So that's how the format is. And that's what the lies, the halacha is. So now here, what happened? All of a sudden, the Aleph became small. What happened? Why the Aleph has to be Lulul? Shalom. When Ribono Shalom told them, Vayigara, so now he changed the format. So how come he was picky about this special term, like not other things, like to make Lamed, Hey, Gimel, and so on small? How come only the Aleph he made it small? Why? If you don't make it small, what happens? What does Vayigra mean? I'm sorry? So now the Vayigra is a term that is very habib, very dear term. The Ribono Shel Olam, when actually that was how Hashem called him Moshe, he called him very in a dear, affectionate way. So Hashem Kodesh says this is the term that the angels use constantly. The angels in Shemayim, that's how they use this term. So now, by making the Aleph small, Hashem permitted him, or he did on his own? He did? No, here we see, no, he did it on his own. Hashem didn't tell him to make it. If you're telling me that his purpose was to show that he's humble, right? So Hashem told them to write it small so that people will find out you're humble. Doesn't make sense.
But he couldn't have written it if it wasn't within Hashem's parameters.
But he made the Sefer Torah Pasul. Yeah, but Hashem said, not Moshe did it on his own. This one, he did it on his own. No?
He said, I don't deserve to be doing anything in a big Aleph, in a small Aleph.
Right, so now, when you take the Aleph out, what is left? Vayigar. What is Vayigar means?
But Hakai, by accident.
Yeah.
Call somebody impurity.
So, what are the example we have in the Torah? So Moshe, Rabbi Alav Shalom, wants to say, I'm as good as?
Bilam.
I'm as good as?
Bilam.
He says, I'm no better than?
Bilam.
What does that mean? He wanted to say, don't think I'm such a great person. I'm exactly like Bilam. So that means he made the Aleph small. Why? Because he wasn't sure. Whatever you see in me doesn't mean anything. I'm exactly just like Bilam.
Harasha.
What did he mean? What did Moshe mean? What did he exactly mean? He was doing Tarof.
He doesn't find himself in such a high level. That's what he did.
But he was. No?
He was like he himself.
I know, but what exactly he was referring to when he says, I'm like Bilam? What was he exactly saying?
I mean, don't think you could be like me. I'm not a big shot.
You understand? But why he picked Bilam? Why not someone like we could pick off Lavan or who else? Or many.
Bilam was the only one who should talk to.
I'm sorry?
Bilam was the only one who should talk to.
Right, so how Hashem talked to Bilam?
In dream.
Yes, so that means, did Bilam go to Shiur?
No.
No, he had a Sedarim?
No.
He put on Tefillin?
No.
So why Hashem appeared himself to Bilam? No, that was Lavan. That was Lavan. But Bilam, why Hashem appeared to Bilam? Understand? One more time. Did Bilam work on himself to... No. So the fact of the matter that Hashem revealed himself to Bilam was only...
Not to call him his name.
And only...
So the Goyim shouldn't say that.
Understand? But what Zechut Bilam had to Hashem appear to him? Huh? No Zechut. So what was it? Hashem appeared to Bilam because of?
Because he didn't want to call his name. You call him somebody's name because you love them. Yes. When you don't like
somebody. Why are we talking about Bilam now? So Hashem appeared to Bilam in a way of? He was deserving?
No.
He wasn't deserving. So that means it was just a gift. It was a gift. Right? He didn't deserve it. He didn't work on himself. Right? So now Moshe Rabbeinu Shalom comes and says, whatever I have, it's only?
Gift.
He didn't hear you.
Gift.
Now you're talking. So now Moshe Rabbeinu Shalom is saying, I'm exactly like Bilam, the same way that Hashem appeared to himself to Bilam, that was only a mercy. Not that he deserved it. So Moshe Rabbeinu Shalom is saying, just like Bilam, that he didn't deserve that Hashem appears to him, I'm exactly like the same way. Now, you know, maybe many times we not appreciative enough. You know, you get up in the morning, right? And then what do you notice when you get up in the morning? What do you notice? Now, what do you notice as soon as? How do you know you're up? How do you know?
You open your eyes.
Hazak Baruch. How many people in the world, they're able to open their eyes? Huh?
Countless.
Do you appreciate that you were able to open your eyes? Maybe, but appreciative enough?
No.
And then you know what happens? Then all of a sudden, you see such a great miracle. Then you turn. And then you see all of a sudden your feet are on the floor. Wow. You know, how many people, God forbid, not for anyone, that are stuck to the bed for months and months and months? Do you start dancing when you land on the ground?
No, right after we do the tefillah, then we start dancing.
No, but you have to dance beforehand.
Before?
Yeah. You know what it is to be able to put your feet on the floor? Huh? So here, you see the feeling, wow, everybody's so cautious. I have to stay healthy. You know, Chassu Shalom, God forbid, you know, even it's not good even to talk about it. But the point of the matter here is, Kala Kadosh, this is the time that maybe we're not appreciative enough. We didn't notice that, you know, what a gift we have constantly be able to hear. Our hand moves. We are able to see. We are able to speak. We are able to lift up our feet. You know what that is? And that's the time. It's the time that we have to come to our senses. To be grateful. To be appreciative. As we say, Nishmat Kol Chai. Pinu Ma'ale Shirai Kayam. Even though that we can thank Hashem, as the Gemara says, Kol HaNeshama Tehalleliya Halleluya. Gemara says, don't read it, Neshama, Neshima. Every breath, thank you. Every breath that you take, you have to say thank you to Ribono Shel Olam. Every breath. And that's what we see, Moshe Rabbeinu Shalom says, you know, whatever I have is a gift. It's a gift. I'm not any better than Bilam. And you know what it is? And that's exactly the awareness that should be constantly. We have to thank Ribono Shel Olam. And we thank Ribono Shel Olam. The Bezat Hashem, all these gezeiros is going to be canceled soon. And Bezat Hashem, we see Harbi Yeshuot, Bezat Hashem. And we had God said to be Karov. Amen.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.